Happy Wednesday. And Happy New Year again, if you're still in the mood of being festive. Typically, I'm over it, but great New Year. Cheers to a great New Year, and keep it going well. Yesterday, I talked about not being offended. I'd finally seen yet again. Taiwan tried to do it to me yet again. While I was there in Vietnam, walking around waiting, I'm not going to go into the details, but my goodness, waiting at embassies can really be a headache. Just look it up, waiting at embassies. Google it, see what you get. So after all the bureaucracy and all the waiting, I had my papers with me. I had more papers than I needed. I always over-prepare. My American friends tell me I prepare too much. My Taiwanese friends tell me I prepare too much. But guess what? All the things that my friends tell me I don't need are exactly the things that they ask me for. I don't know. I don't get that. You worry too much. You think too much. What is the basis of thinking too much? If you want to survive in another country, you can't think too much because no amount of thinking is too much. You've got to be ready for all the things that you don't assume. I make assumptions all the time. And so I know that my assumptions are not enough. So I do things that I don't assume. I prepare for things that I don't assume will be there. In fact, it's best to not assume. Go over prepared. Have all the papers you could possibly want and need. I think I've said it several times in various places, episodes in the past. I got my MMR shot records from my medical records before I came to Taiwan. And so the hospitals in Taiwan accepted them and they're on my file. I actually did that. And so they don't ask me to give those shots. Otherwise they might tell me that I'm required to have them. So I just, you know, that was it. Why did I do that? Because I should bring papers with me. You know, no one told me about that. I just thought it would be smart. So I went prepared. I got my stuff I needed. Okay. But as Taiwan was yet again giving me the rigmarole, costing me money, costing me time, putting me over budget. When you travel, you got to stay under budget. You don't want to get caught penniless at an airport. Yeah, that's the thing. When a foreigner is overseas and a government charges more than the foreigner expects, that foreigner could get stranded at an airport. And it's like governments don't give a rat's tail about it. They just don't care. And of course, that's when we run into all kinds of offenses, and that's when we run into a lot of problems with other countries. So there's just a lack of concern. Governments need to be clear and communicate about stuff. Well, Taiwan wasn't doing that. Now, I got over it. This week, it really began to sink in how much so many governments of the world, from war, from conflict, they've been insulted and offended, beaten, stepped on, pushed down. They've been offended. And so being offended is part of who they are. They're offended at the world. I believe Taiwan is among them. Taiwan's government is among them, not the people. But I mean, look at the mean things that China does to Taiwan. They're going in. China is paying money to countries in order to get them to break relations with Taiwan. Because no one would break relations with Taiwan and change over to China instead. That's the thing. You either have formal relations with Taiwan or China. China won't let you do both. No one would change over to have formal relations with China because they like China. They'd only do it if you bought them off. It's kind of like diplomatic prostitution, if you ask me. You know, I suppose. But China's doing this. They're buying off Taiwan's few remaining formal allies and or at least formal relations nations. You could have formal relations with an enemy. I mean, you know, Russia and the United States could be at war, but they could have formal relations, formal ties of some kind. So Taiwan is among these types of countries that carry an offense with them. And I saw this. I saw it as the ugly monster for it, what it was while I was in Vietnam. There's such offense. Countries, not just people, but countries can get offended and stay mad and it clouds our judgment. When we do it personally, when individually, someone does something mean to us, we get offended. It clouds our judgment. If you care, I'm offended. And then who are you? I'm offended. What do you do for a living? I be offended for a living. It's like it becomes your narrative, your story. You're offended. You're tall, you're short, you're talented in art, you're talented in math, you're talented in science. You work here, you're unemployed, you know, whatever. You are what you are, and you're offended, you know, that you can carry it with you. And I never saw it before, and I realized I had been carrying offenses with me. Never knew it before. I didn't wake up one day and decide to carry offense. I go, oh my goodness, that's what it is. Well, I'm not going to be offended. That's fine. It's fine. And I kind of talked about that a little bit in The Point this week. If you subscribe to the All podcast, you got The Point on Monday. And being able to let go of offense, someone offends you, and you say, you know what? I'm not going to stay offended. Now, maybe you can deal with it. You can report a crime. You can tell someone they got to give you justice. When Taiwan's government was trying to give me the shaft, I said, no, it's not an option. I've got to do this, or I'm gonna drop everything and leave and go do something else. I told him, you're trying to tell me I've got to have 5 days and I've only got one. And so you need to do this. Well, 2 days, you know, one day, next day, if you call that one day. I said, I've got to, you tell me I got 5 days. I've got to do 24 hours. And if you don't give me that, then I'm not going to do this with you. It's going to be a deal breaker and I'm going to go find some other way. And They had a special case provision. They've got a special case clause. And of course, I provided them with the extra too many papers that I had carried with me. And they finally looked through that. But I, you know, you don't have to be offended in order to not let people walk on you. So as I'm reviewing all this, I'm looking at all this and I'm saying, all this happened for a reason. Months and months and months of preparation have gone into this. Maybe years. This trip to Vietnam, this last trip I took to Vietnam, it seemed to have overtones of fate. Prices came down to the dollar. I was grossly late through a long series of events, and then suddenly early by an hour, forgot something, lost something, and then went and asked for it. They didn't have it, but they gave me my papers an hour early at immigration or whatever. And so I was here and then missed the bus, but caught the next one, which was 20 minutes extra and late. And then 50 minutes late, and then 30 minutes early, and then another hour late, and then 20 minutes early, and then 10 minutes late. And there were so many things. And I get to the restaurant and there's a guy from Taiwan waiting in line right in front of me, you know? And so we became friends. Like there were so many things like that in this trip with Vietnam, which doesn't happen on all my trips sometimes, but not on all of them. I really believe this trip to Vietnam happened for a purpose. So in summary, I'm asking myself what steps I need to take. If I've managed to see how Taiwan's been offended, and Vietnam for that matter, America messed them up, and they can kind of be rude to Americans, which I'm not really mad about. It's got to stop if they want to be happy, but I'll allow it, to, you know, kind of to some extent, to the extent which I can handle it. I'm not going to let someone kick me down in the mud and take all my, you know, take my passport. So I'm stranded in a country. I'm not going to do that. But I'll let the Vietnamese kind of screw me over a little bit. We screwed them over a whole lot. If I can handle it, we owe it. But I know that they've got to stop being offended if they want to get on with their country. So what do I do? You know, that's what I'm asking. What can I do to point out? Nah, not Vietnam. I'm going to leave Vietnam alone. But what can I do to point out to Taiwan where I am, where I've got visas and all this stuff, to say, you guys are grossly offending a lot of people. And I think I know why you're doing it, but it's got to stop because you need friends. You don't want to be the great offender. People offend you. You don't like it. You don't want to do that to others. I'm wondering what steps I need to take while not being offended, but also to tell other, you know, other people to knock it off. I'm getting there. I've already gotten there with a lot of things. But that's part of the learning process. Such challenges are the reason I came over here in the first place. And frankly, it's my pleasure. All right, that was kind of a long random rant. But I think it's applicable to life. You know, if you can find whatever offendedness as a personal virtue or trait or anti-virtue you might be carrying with you, if you can let go of something, my goodness, it lets you move on in life. More to talk about tomorrow. See you then.